Nashville's Dickerson Pike has been known for vacant and dilapidated buildings and once had the reputation as the city's red light district. But that's been changing. And this week, city planners are meeting with residents and property owners to work on a vision for the corridor. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez went to listen.
Everyone gathers around maps, so many maps of Dickerson Pike. They're on every wall and table and marked up in bright colors.
So the blue is maintained and the red is changed.
Plus, lots of sticky notes with handwritten comments from residents. It all tries to show what the locals know, where sidewalks are lacking, storefronts are empty, or where big new buildings might be desirable.
I definitely want to see some change.
Wayne Dietrin owns a property with a beer and tobacco corner store on it and an auto repair garage.
It's hit and miss, industrial, junkyards, old hotels, etc. That I would love to see all that improved.
So it's probably ripe for change, and so I think we need to have this conversation now about then what that change looks like.
And this is Michael Briggs, Metro's lead urban planner for Dickerson Pike. He says the area hasn't seen as much redevelopment as elsewhere, but it's close to downtown, so that pressure is coming and raising some questions.
What do those buildings need to look like? How do they interact with the street? How is it more walkable? How does the bus system fit into serving people along the corridor?
And there are some worries from those who live nearby, like Omid Yamini.
I mean, I'm all for development on Dickerson, but I'm concerned with them encroaching on the neighborhoods.
Yet, to a surprising extent, a lot of people who spoke to planners this week agree that Dickerson would benefit by dense development, even buildings up to 13 stories tall, which other neighborhoods have resisted. That could draw in enough housing and jobs to support the city's first true rapid bus line, says developer Myron Dowell.
If we want walkable neighborhoods, we're going to have to think about reshaping the way people think about cars and having more density along the corridor.
Officials are still gathering feedback. In a few months, they might recommend zoning changes or special incentives to attract development to Dickerson. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.